And now, the Goldbergs. Tonight has been a great night in Molly Goldberg's life. She stormed the citadel of misunderstanding in town and came off with a partial victory. And she was helped by Orion's eloquent defense of Mr. Edward Way. Way is an ex-prisoner, a man on parole. And the townspeople were a little loath to accept him. And since Orion's his partner in the chicken business, why, he has a commercial reason, if no other, to help Way to be accepted in town. As Orion and Dr. Cater walked out from the meeting, the young doctor proposed to Orion after the marriage. Meanwhile, in the Goldberg house, Mr. Way is having tea with his friends and benefactors as they wait for Orion and Dr. Cater.
Little sugar, Mr. Way.
Thank you. Was it an interesting meeting, Mrs. Goldberg? Meanwhile, told me Orion was very eloquent. Did Dr. Cater defend me, too?
It was something that had to be done, Mr. Ray.
Then I believe she
has to have
a favor in front of
me. Yes, Mr. Ray. Yes, please, sit here, Jay, dear.
Yes, thank you. I had a sugar, please.
Mr. Goldberg takes lumps. Excuse me, I'll get you a lump, sir.
I only need to hear that. They must be walking the long cut. Thank you.
Yes.
I wonder what's keeping Orion and Dr. Cater.
She's probably trying to convince Dr. Cater of my good qualities. Perhaps he takes a little more convincing than most of the town's people.
Yeah, Mr. Goldberg.
I know about this meeting, Mrs. Goldberg. And I know how unusual my position is. You people have been very nice to me. Not even passing about what's most curious. After all, I've been in prison. It's a nasty thing. And people shy away from the idea. If there are any questions you want to ask me, you may. I won't be embarrassed.
Well, I don't have any questions. I'm sure Mr. Goldberg meeting us. Well, we'll have a biscuit.
People must have asked questions at the meeting tonight. People do. When I entered the prison, I got by the side. It was like a whale. And I disappeared under the water. It would have been wonderful if it had lasted.
It's remembering that Cecilia and him, Mr. Vaker, for my part.
I'd like you to know something. You know that I was once quite wealthy.
Yes, you know that.
There was no reason for me to steal, rob, or break the law. People have learned to excuse those who live in bad neighborhoods, who have bad environments, who grow up wrong. Their crimes are part of society's price for not being wiser. Most of the men in prison were like that. Well, I lived in the wrong environment, too. One in which people were respected and honored for the power they possessed over others. The power of tradition and money and tradition. I had no social position of my own. I had no tradition. All I had was money. And I needed money to make up for what I lacked. There was as much pressure on me to make a million as there is on you, Mr. Goldberg, to make $50. Sitting here in this small house, in this simple way, the temptations I had seemed a little unreal. But they were very real at the time, and I took them. I'm now the now, but then I have no temptations now. And that's all. That's all. Of course, there are millions, those. There are thousands of people who have suffered. I'd have to be worthy to help them. And I don't think I'll ever be worthy again. It was my fault. But I wasn't a wicked monster. I wasn't what the people in Lassenburg thought I was. I was as crooked as the people who invested with me. I promised them more return on their money than an honest man could expect. That's all. If things had worked, I'd defend them. As it is, I'm infamous.
All right. That's the way to go home and your business.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Ware. I think Mrs. Leland and Mrs. Goldberg have made you a new reputation in town. So I hear. But I'm afraid that you're going to lose your partner.
How is that?
It's still a secret. But I suppose you ought to be the first one to know. You're going to lose the partner, and I'm going to get one.
And Mrs. Leland isn't going to study medicine with you.
I'd ask her to marry me.
You're a lucky man.
Thank you. I think so too.
Yeah,
I hope you're very happy, Mrs. Leland.
I am indeed. I feel fine and invigorated and at peace with the world now that everything is settled.
Well, I hope your marriage to Dr. Cater remains the same. I'm sorry to lose a partner, but I'm glad to see you getting a new one, but a better one than me. I'll be glad to pay back your investment as soon as I have the money. Good night. Good luck to both of you. Do you think further with you, please?
What did you tell him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, practically nothing. I said I'd propose to marry you.
Oh, no, you must have said more. You must have put me that for granted, Dr. Cooper. And I'm beginning to see why you proposed to me, too.
No, Mr. Larry, I just told Will that my wife couldn't possibly be in a chicken business with him. And you agree.
Your wife? What makes you think I'll ever be your wife? Marry you. Marry a smug, conceited, egotistical child like you. Do you think I'm a fool, Dr. Cooper? I've lived too long and suffered too much to waste my future with a man like you. You may have possibilities. You may grow up out of your professional air of superiority. But there isn't a woman in the world with time enough to waste on your education. Do you think that the mere fact of your proposing makes an acceptance inevitable? Is that what you think?
But I stopped.
You said. I didn't say no at once because I wanted to be fair with you. But no one could be fair with you. You are too kind for that. You wanted to prove to Mr. Wade that I preferred you to him because I wouldn't accept the job you offered better. And now you've talked yourself into being in love with me because you are afraid for your conceit and self-esteem. Well, you have to stay married to yourself because I am not marrying you. And I'm going not to tell that to Mr. Wade at once. Good night.
Oh, I am.
I said good night. My answer is no. My business is selling chickens. Dirty, crowing, plump chickens. And it all looks like heaven compared with being Mrs. Crystal the Cooper. You insult me, isn't it?
I'm sorry to say that from here it looks as if Christopher Cooper's ears are red, rosy red. But of course, as a psychoanalyst and psychologist, he ought to be able to examine himself impersonally. Examine Orion's little summary of himself.